Chapter 14, titled Installing Options, begins on page 57. Now, this Installing Options chapter actually covers three significantly illustrated pages. And since the recording here is primarily for the use of handicapped individuals, whether they be physically handicapped or visually impaired, I will just tell you that all of the comments made about the different pieces of optional equipment to be installed show illustrations as to what has to be done to do it. But beyond that point, I will not go into further minute details as to what the illustration is showing us here. You're definitely going to have the help of a sighted person that is capable of working with electronic circuitry and so forth. So let us begin. Installing options. The following equipment is required for installing the optional units. Point. Large Phillips screwdriver. Point. Small Phillips screwdriver. Point. 25W pencil soldering iron. Parenthesis for the SO2 unit only. Close parenthesis. Subheading, removing the bottom case. When installing the optional DRU-3A, VS-3, or SO-2 unit, remove the bottom case first. 1. Remove the 8 screws from the bottom. 2. Lift off the bottom case. Subsection, DRU-3A, Digital Recording Unit. Caution, switch off the power and unplug the DC power cable before beginning installation. 1. Remove the bottom case, 8 screws. 2. Remove the flat cable from the CN15 connector. It illustrates this. 3. Peel off the paper backing from the cushion installed on the transceiver PC board. It illustrates this. 4. Plug the DRU-3A connector, parenthesized CN901, into the CN17 connector. Point. The large IC on the DRU-3A must closely contact the cushion on the PC board. It shows this. 5. Reconnect the flat cable to the CN15 connector. 6. Replace the bottom case. 8 screws. Continuing on page 58. Subsection titled VS-3 Voice Synthesizer Unit. Caution. Switch off the power and unplug the DC power cable before beginning installation. 1. Remove the bottom case, 8 screws. 2. Hold the VS-3 unit with the component side facing inward and insert the VS-3 connector into the transceiver, CN16 connector. The illustration shows this. 3. Replace the bottom case, 8 screws. Note, the VR8 allows you to adjust the volume for a voice announcement. Use only when the volume level is too low or too high. And it shows that illustration, most especially a little knob that has to be turned. Subsection titled YK-88C-1 slant, YK-88CN-1, slant, YK-88SN-1, filters. Caution. Switch off the power and unplug the DC power cable before beginning installation. We have 5 points to discuss here. 1. Remove the 2 screws from the bottom cover of the transceiver. Now for the listener, this cover is the smaller rectangular cover. It is not the entire back of the receiver or transceiver. It's just that bottom cover which sort of sits in the middle of the bottom. There are two screws, apparently, toward the front side. Two, remove the bottom cover. It shows it being lifted off. Apparently, it tucks under on the back side. Three, remove the two screws from the optional filter section of the transceiver PC board. It illustrates that. Four, align the pins of the transceiver CN8 and CN9 connectors with the two connectors on the filter. Point, take care to properly align the pins. And it shows these connectors and the filter. 5. While holding the filter, carefully push down until the filter snaps into place. It shows its placement. 6. Reinstall the two screws that you removed in step 3. 7. Replace the bottom cover, two screws. Note, after installing the filter, be sure to select the appropriate setting in menu number 46. Otherwise, the filter will not function. Continuing on page 5959. Subsection titled SO-2 Temperature Compensated Crystal Oscillator, TCXO. Caution. Switch off the power and unplug the DC power cable before beginning installation. There are 17 comments for this procedure and a lot of illustrations. 1. Remove the bottom case, 8 screws. 2. Remove the protective cover installed on the PC board, 6 screws. As you look at the upside-down rig, that cover is on the left side. 3. Remove the 13 screws that fasten the PC board to the chassis. There are many of those. 4. Remove the clamp that fastens the heatsink to the chassis. This is going to be on your right side of the bottom. There's a clamp and there's a heatsink. 5. Remove the cable from the NC1 connector. That is adjacent to that area on the right side, and it also expands the view of the CN1 connector that plugs in and out. 6. Take the CN1 connector cable off the cable holder. That's on the right side at the far back corner, and it shows somewhat in an expanded view how to do that. 7. Cut the leads of the R503 and R504 resistors. They are located in the back left-hand corner of the upside-down rig, and it shows the two resistors. 8. Insert the SO2 unit into the specified position on the PC board. In that very same backside left corner, that's where it's installed, and apparently it drops down right in front of where those two resistors were cut. 9. Turn the PC board over. Point. Be careful not to damage the flat cables connected to the PC board and not to drop the SO2 unit. It shows all that, and it shows the PC board being peeled up from the back toward the front. 10. Solder the 5 pins of the SO2 unit to the PC board. Then cut off the SO2 pins extruding from the PC board. 11. Reposition the PC board. 12. Reinstall the 13 screws on the PC board. 13. Reinstall the protective cover on the PC board. 6 screws. 14. Reposition the clamp. Point. Be careful with the orientation of the clamp. See the drawing in step 4. 15. Reconnect the cable to the CN1 connector. 16. Pull the CN1 connector cable and lock it using the cable holder. That is in the far right corner at the rear, and it shows that configuration of the cable. 17. Replace the bottom case, 8 screws. This completes chapter 14, titled Installing Options, on page 59.